Hello and welcome to the Lifestyle Podcast, a place where we talk about all things holistic living, personal growth, mindset, career, and more. Here we have open-minded conversations that will inspire you to lead with your intuition and go from dreaming to doing. I'm your host, Erin, and I cannot wait to share this journey with you. So let's hop on into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lifestyled Podcast. Today, what we're going to be talking about is disconnecting from social media and taking a good break, because I recently did that and I wanted to share my experience. So I actually took over a month off of Instagram, which is crazy, because if you had told me a few years ago I would take that much time off Instagram, I would have looked at you like you were crazy, because I was just obsessed with the app circa like 2016, 17, 18. But I definitely have that balance with it now, whereas I feel like I just lived on it so much before. And now I'm just kind of like, you know, removed myself, taken a step back, and use it as a tool and don't surround my day around it, if that makes sense. Because I used to, like, it used to be the first thing I looked at when I woke up in the morning, the last thing I was looking at when I went to bed in the evening. Just not healthy overall. So yeah, recently I took a month off from Instagram. I had definitely been feeling the need to step away for a little while, and that's why I decided to do it. I just thought, you know what? The world is not going to explode if I step away from Instagram for a little bit. And I remember feeling that way in the past, like if I missed a day or if I missed 2 days, like, oh my gosh, you know, you just feel so behind. But when I took off this big chunk of time and realized everything's still the same, the internet's still doing its internet-y things, and you realize that you didn't really miss anything. I feel like, you know, it just works in cycles. Like there's always something going on in line, and then it's old news in like 2-3 days time. So you might feel like you're missing out on a lot, but you're really not. During my little break, honestly, it was incredibly refreshing, as I said, and it allowed me to gain a lot more clarity and just more calmness within my life. Because as I said, you know, there was that time where I just lived and breathed Instagram, and it was the first thing I was checking in the morning, and I was checking it every single hour just throughout the entire day, really. And I was always thinking, you know, as a creator, someone who was creating on the app, I was always thinking, okay, like, where can I go for my next shoot? What am I going to take pictures of? How is this going to turn out? And I was just, that was always my mindset. Like anywhere I was going, I'd be thinking, oh, how can I get an Instagram picture here? Or which, you know, which area of this location would make for the most Insta-worthy background, or, you know, the most Insta-worthy thing within the place. And that was always my mind, which is wild, because who cares? Yeah, it's just so crazy. And I feel like a lot of us are kind of in that world where we're like, ooh, this is perfect for the Instagram feed. Like, I'm just gonna go there because I want to take a picture of it rather than actually wanting to go there. And I think that's honestly the case with, like, you know, a lot of really cool cafes, or I don't know, things that kind of become popular through Instagram. It's like, do you want to go there because you actually want to try the food, or you actually want to try the coffee, or do you want to go there because you've seen it all over Instagram and you want to get a picture there? And really ask yourself that, you know, get honest with yourself, because I'm not going to lie, there have been times in the past where I definitely wanted to go to places just for a picture, whereas I would never do that now. I would go somewhere because I actually want to go there and try the food or do the thing, rather than going strictly for a picture of it. But that's the crazy internet world that we live in. It's kind of hard to find that balance sometimes, especially if you are a creator, like trying to find that balance between purposely and intentionally going out for the content, or wanting to do something and collecting content while you're doing it. It's this weird, tricky balance. And I think it definitely took over my life for a little bit. And I'm just coming back to myself a lot more and finding the clarity and doing things because I actually want to do them and not because it's for social media. So one of the things I also realized while stepping away is how easy it is to get caught up in all the noise that's going on and how much it actually affects you. Taking the pause really made that so incredibly clear. I think, you know, apps like Instagram and TikTok and all of these things, they become very noisy and they have become much more noisier, yeah, over the past couple of years, just with more and more people creating content and, you know, posting so many things constantly. It's like there's 100 million things being shoved at you 24/7, and that can start to become overwhelming. When you step away from that for a little bit, you realize like you really gain that sense of calmness back, and there isn't this constant noise being thrown at you 24/7, and it really allows you to just be and be so much more present in your everyday life. Because I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I feel like there's two different worlds. Like there's the real life world and then there's also the internet world, and they're both real but very, very different. Like speaking to people online and how you present yourself online and how you do all the things online is very different from your real life. Like, I just feel like real life is so, so peaceful, so calm. You're so present. You know, you have your real relationships with your family and your friends and your work life. And, you know, you do your hobbies, you do all the things. And then the internet world, it's just like, you're just bombarded with everything from all over the globe, which can make it hard to compartmentalize sometimes. Like, you just don't know where to look, you don't know where to be, you don't know how you can help and support and like do all the things 24/7, because we were never meant to have that much information all the time. Whereas in your real life, you are very much more present, like within your own real world, like within your own community, within your own family, within your own friends. So it feels less overwhelming in a way than when we are on the internet and then all of a sudden we have the weight of the world on our shoulders, which is a lot. It can be a lot on the mental health, because social media also never sleeps. Like there's never a time where it can be turned off. I mean, unless you close yourself out of the apps, but you often like you'll get that feeling of FOMO if you were to think of stepping away from it for a bit. Like a month off the internet time it's like an eternity, I'm gonna say. Like if we put that into dog years, that's a long ass time. Like you think you might have missed a lot, but as I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, I didn't miss that much. The noise is always gonna be there. Like the things that are going on online, it's always going to be there. It's just learning to find that healthy balance within yourself. I think when you spend too much time in that world, it's just doing you more harm than it is good. You know, you're not supposed to be a sponge to it all 24/7. We need to just step away, gain our own clarity, you know, find what works for us, and be able to tune out the noise for a little bit. Because I think we do get way too influenced by other people on social media, whether you think you're being influenced or not, in decisions you're making in your life or in things you want to do, things you want to see. I think when you never take the moments for pause, it's very easy to think you want XYZ because you saw somebody else doing it, or someone else started this business, so you want to start that business, or someone else traveled to this destination, so now that's on your bucket list, when maybe it's not even on your bucket list. Like maybe it was never something you wanted to do in the first place, but because you've seen all the amazing content surrounding it, the amazing pictures, the amazing videos, now all of a sudden it's something you feel like you need to do. Whereas if you take that step away, you know, take some time to meditate, go for some long walks, lock your phone away for a little bit and ask yourself, you know, is this something I really want to do? Because, you know, maybe it's not deep down inside. So what I learned from my month off of Instagram, my addiction to social media apps has slowly been fading away throughout the past couple of years as it is. So taking the plunge for a month off honestly wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, it was actually much more refreshing because I just feel like I'm just so much more of an introverted person. Before I started creating content, I was never really on social media. I had all my accounts were super private. I maybe posted like once in a blue moon type of thing. I was never that kind of person. And I feel like social media is the extrovert's playground, whereas us introverts, you know, I feel like a lot of the time we do need to step away and just be like, whoa, you know, it's a little too much for our nervous systems to take sometimes. But I did find it really, really refreshing. And it wasn't that hard for me to step away because I had been feeling a little bit disconnected for a while now and just feeling like I really did need the break. And I wanted to focus a lot more on my real life, the relationships in my real life. You know, I just felt like I didn't need to see what everybody was up to for a good chunk of time. I wanted to feel a lot more present. I wanted to feel a lot more calm. I wanted to be in tune with my own surroundings. By the end of the month, honestly, I was barely even bothered to open up the app. I feel like I got to the point where I didn't care what I missed because it's impossible to keep up with it all anyways. And I think that's a good place to be at. Like, now I'm at the point where, you know, I probably check Instagram maybe once a day now. Whereas, you know, as I said, I used to check it like every hour throughout a day. But now I very much use it as a tool. Like, I'm not so hyper focused on what other people are doing and, you know, scrolling my feed endlessly. Like, I would rather go on. Like, for example, I just recently watched the newest season of Selling Sunset. Friggin' love that show. But, you know, I'll go on Instagram because I want to creep all of the people on the show. I want to check out their profiles, see what they're up to. So that's kind of what I use it a little bit more for now. Like, I'm like, oh, I need to, you know, check out that person, see what's up, rather than just aimlessly scrolling throughout my feed or aimlessly clicking through people's stories. I'd rather just, you know, use it like Google, almost in a way. I kind of use Instagram for that now, just to like look people up or find inspiring art accounts. That's something I've been a lot more drawn to. Yeah, very much curating and crafting what it is that I look at online rather than just following people for the sake of following people. Like, I just don't feel the need to look through everybody's business all the time. I'd rather just be inspired by like fun artsy things or motivational quotes, stuff like that, stuff that's going to feed my soul a little bit more. So yeah, basically, I guess my whole experiment started because I really just did want to get a lot more in touch with myself. And I think that's been very much a big intention of mine throughout this entire year as a whole, like figuring out who I am as a person, aside from all of the other stuff that is in my life / has gone on in my life in the past, like really trying to connect with myself, get to know myself, figure out my likes, figure out my dislikes. And I'm also a person who can be easily swayed and easily influenced by what's going on around me. So it is very important for me to disconnect and to check myself regularly. I'm a very mutable person. If you're into astrology, my sun and my rising sign are both mutable signs. So I very much adapt to my surroundings, which can be a blessing. Because I can easily, you know, fit into different situations, but it can also be very much a curse because you can lose yourself a lot more easily and you can, you know, fall into that trap and start questioning yourself. And I know that's an issue with me. In the past, you know, I didn't know that, but in the past couple of years, as I've gone on more of this self-awareness journey, I've realized that that's an issue with me. And that's something I do have to check myself with regularly and disconnect and connect back to myself. Ask myself, like, is this in alignment with me? And then if it is, you know, keep going with it. If it's not, then I have to start over and refocus and figure out what is an alignment for me rather than going down the wrong path, because that has been a fault of mine in the past as well. Doing things that are out of alignment because I was not at all in tune with myself. And I just feel like I preach stuff like this so much because I just think it's super important to get in tune with yourself. And as the digital world evolves, like, it's just so much easier to get lost in it all and to get lost in the noise. And if you're not a person who is incredibly strong and grounded in your sense of self, then you can wind up going down the wrong path. And I never want that to happen to anybody else, because I know how painful it can be when it happens to you and how crazy it can seem when you sort of snap back to reality at some point and you don't even know who you are. Like when you look in the mirror, you just don't even know who you are or how you got to this point. And you just, yeah, you don't even recognize yourself. Like that is not a good place to be at. That is not a fun place to be. Yeah, I always encourage you to reconnect with yourself, disconnect for a day, a week, a month, reconnect with yourself, find those hobbies, those things you can do where you are able to just completely check out and be with yourself. Because I think the only times where we do really get that clarity and we know what it is that we want is when we are just alone with ourselves, like not with your family and your friends and things or situations in your real life, but when you are actually alone, when you can go for a walk, you know, without a podcast, without distractions going on around you, when you can just sit and meditate for a bit, when you just have, you know, those moments where maybe when you're cooking, you know, those moments where you can just zone out, where you're fully alone and you have no distractions around you. Those are the moments where you're gonna get the most clarity and feel the most you, which is what we all need to do in life. So with that said, I'd actually recommend listening to, also, I just downloaded Glennon Doyle's podcast. I didn't realize she had a podcast, but after I read her book Untamed, I was just like, oh my gosh, so damn good. Would definitely recommend the book and would definitely recommend her podcast as well, because she very much preaches all of this stuff too and kind of got lost in her own life a little bit and then was able to reconnect with her inner being and is now living, you know, her truth, her whole truth. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And her story is incredibly inspiring. So yeah, I've been binging her podcast this past week and I have found it a really nice listen. So yeah, just a little recommendation. But I also wanted to leave you with a couple of questions before we sign out of this episode. So number one being, where do you feel that you get distracted the most? Is it with an app? Is it with some sort of technology? Maybe you have an unhealthy hobby that you constantly turn to, or, you know, some sort of coping mechanism. Where do you feel like you get distracted? What is keeping you from being the most you that you can be? And another question to ask yourself, this is a deep one, okay? What are you distracting yourself from? Other than that, I will leave you to stew on those questions and I will catch you in next week's episode.